Good morning. It's 6:06. I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News. A look at the day's weather is coming up in just a few minutes. We'll get ready to bundle up for what forecasters say will be the coldest weather of the season. Temperatures from the Tennessee Valley to central Alabama are expected to plunge to the upper 20s tonight and Friday night. Weather watchers say these readings are 20 degrees below the average for this time of year. Mark Rose is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Birmingham. He says the frigid conditions are due to a polar vortex coming down from Canada.
Record lows for this time of year are in the mid-20s, so we're going to be also near record lows for this time of year. But it's just a pattern that kind of what we've seen even some of last winter. You know, we had kind of an unusual cold winter, so it just affects where continuing this trend of some of a colder pattern this winter, too.
Lows along the Gulf Coast will be in the mid-30s. Despite the cold forecast, Rose says that does not mean Alabama will have a colder winter. However, the chilly conditions will hang around until at least next week. Alabama GOP officials say they're expecting a victory in the closely watched race for District 6 in the Alabama State Senate. Election officials counted provisional ballots yesterday in the race between longtime Democratic Senator Roger Bedford of Russellville and his Republican challenger Larry Stutz. Bedford was first elected to the state Senate in 1982. He trailed Stutz by 60 votes after the general election. Alabama Republican Party Chairman Bill Armistead said in a statement that Stutz's lead widened after the provisional ballots were counted. State election laws require a recount if a winner's margin is less than 0.5%. Lauderdale County Probate Judge James Hall tells the Times Daily election workers will review voter records this morning, and he expects to have a final tally by noon. The nation is taking time this week to honor and remember our military servicemen and women. The group Disabled American Veterans is calling for better policies and legislation regarding their health. Joseph Violante is the national director for the group. He says veterans coming home now are facing problems that weren't around before.
Military members that would have died on the battlefield are now living and coming home. And, you know, the care that they need is extraordinary and very costly. So we're seeing a big difference there and a reason why our government, the administration, and Congress needs to ensure that there are proper levels of funding for VA.
Violante says we are seeing a large number of veterans returning home with recent troop drawdowns, and women are making up a large number of veterans, or a larger number of veterans than ever before. Governor Robert Bentley will continue an Alabama holiday tradition today, the pardoning of a Thanksgiving turkey named Clyde. The pardoning tradition dates back 60 years. It's also a tradition that the turkey is always named Clyde. Bentley will give Clyde his reprieve from the Thanksgiving table at a press conference at the governor's mansion. Now for the day's weather, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
Good Thursday to you. Look for mostly cloudy sky today. Will be a chilly day. Temperatures only top out in the 40s, low 50s along the Gulf Coast. And same for Friday, but we'll notice more sunshine on Friday as temperatures do top out well below average for this time of the year. Lows will be below freezing starting off Friday morning and Saturday morning. A touch warmer for the southern half of the state on Saturday as highs top out in the 50s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Jeremy Loeb, APR News.